bit this morning, not so much about who I am as a classroom teacher, but who I am as a person. And the reason why I think that's important is because on some level, I think that you and I are so similarly situated.
That's how Hayes began her story, which saw her grow up in a housing project in Connecticut with a mother with substance abuse and having a child at 17.
Just imagine that, you know, but for the adults who stepped in, this could have been my teenage years. Sometimes it's easier to hear that from a person who gets it. You know, I don't have the monopoly on hardship at all, by no means, but I know what it feels like.
As National Teacher of the Year, addressing 100 students in a behavioral treatment center is not Hayes' typical speaking engagement. But she says after reading the YOC's proposal, she wanted to speak to younger students who were uncertain about their futures.
When I've been invited to speak to students, it's like on a college campus, or students who have already decided that education is their path. I just feel like this audience is so much more critically important because they're undecided and you have the opportunity to, you know, kind of encourage or influence them.
YOC lead education assistant Lindsay Price wrote the proposal that led to the visit and says that Hayes was a great candidate to speak to the students and staff in her organization.
What Mrs. Hayes says, we say all the time and every day, but to hear somebody who's a celebrity, and we like to think of her as a national celebrity, I think really helps to resonate with the kids and kind of hone in on what we tell them every day. And that is that they are all great and their potential is tremendous.
Hayes' stop in Muncie was one of some 200 trips she has planned for the rest of 2016, where she'll be addressing fellow teachers, students, and legislators both stateside and internationally. In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.